وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program we talk about Quranic verses and Islamic teachings pertaining to humanity and human beings. And in the previous episodes, we have talked about free will. For several episodes now, we have focused on this unique characteristics of human beings, the fact that we can make choices and we have complicated situations in which we are left with different options, and we can deliberate, we can think and ponder and weigh out different options in order to come up with the best possible choice that we can have. And we said this situation we call free will. This is the basis for moral and legal accountability. And we ended up talking about some people bringing in some excuses based on misunderstanding determinism. Or some verses of the Holy Quran, they would say, for example, historical determinism, genetic determinism. And the last episode we said, Quran refutes those excuses and considers them not acceptable, unacceptable. At the same time, we said that there are different factors when it comes to the final judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, it is true that it is not acceptable as the final reason why a person did not carry out his action, his duty. But it doesn't mean if a person carries out his action in those conditions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to consider that. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers all the factors at play when something takes place. Historical factors, biological factors. And now, we have one verse, for example, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings in example, the analogy for believers, to say that you cannot blame it on the family. Why? Because I have some worst families, and from the heart of that bad family, there was very nice people, righteous people coming out. And we had some very good families, righteous families. And from the heart of that righteous family, we have evil people coming out. What are the examples? ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا امْرَأَةَ نُوحًا وَامْرَأَةَ لُوتٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example, analogy, for disbelievers. What is the analogy? امْرَأَةَ نُوحًا وَامْرَأَةَ لُوتٍ. The wife of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam and the wife of Prophet Lut. كَانَتَ تَحْتَ عَبْدَيْن مِنْ عَبَادَنَا. They were within the household of two closest servants for ours. That was divine prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Nuh was from Ulul Azm prophets, some of the five most respected prophets in whole human history, one of them Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. So you don't have a greater household than that. The best possible frame you could train yourself, you have access to the divine prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, you ruin it. You ruin the situation, you ruin the chance, the wife of the prophet. And she turns away. She ignores the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَانَتَ تَحْتَ عَبْدَيْن مِنْ عَبَادِنَا صَالَحَيْن. They were within the household of some of our righteous servants, فَخَانَتَاهُمَا, and they betrayed those, their husbands. فَلَمْ يُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمَا مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. And it didn't help them. The fact that they were from one good family did not help them. وَقِيلَ ادْخُلَ النَّارَ مَعَ الدَّاخِلِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges people based on their own actions, not the fact that they are the member of that household. No. Because of their wrong action, they were told to enter hellfire. And then Allah goes on to give an opposite example of a person, righteous person, coming out of an evil family. We're going to have a break and come back to continue the discussion.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the first segment of this episode, we said that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example for the disbelievers, those who ruin the privilege that they have. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an analogy, an example for believers, those who, in the face of the challenges that they have, even the greatest challenge a person might have in the way of in the path towards salvation, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest challenge, I would say, is to have your loved ones against your idea, about your ideals. And it was the wife of Fir'aun, Asiya, salamullahi alayha. وَذَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the analogy, an example, for the believers, امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ. Believers are those who, regardless of all the challenges that they have, they care about their own way. They care about the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't disregard, they don't ignore. Even though she comes from a very evil family, but she could set herself free. إِذْ غَالَتْ رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And according to the hadith that we have, Fir'aun started torturing her. When Fir'aun realized that Asiya, that his wife, has a god other than Fir'aun. And it was the greatest challenge for Fir'aun. Somebody from my household is not having the same ideology that I have. It does not worship me as a god, because, you know, أَنَا رَبَّكُمْ الْأَعْلَى. Fir'aun used to say that I am the greatest lord of yours, to everyone, to all the people. And then you have one person from your household that is not accepting this. So he was furious, and he started torturing Asiya. And in this torture, Asiya would say what? She did not say, for example, no, I made a mistake, or no, she said, رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عَنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Oh Allah, make the reward of my patience, make the reward of my insight a house beside you yourself, عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Not just a house in the paradise, no, عِنْدَكَ, I need it to be close to you. Now, the greatest honor a person might have, and we know that Asiya is one of the four ladies of all history that has the greatest respect. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, does not make you evade responsibility to say that because I was born to this bad family, I am excused to... No, Allah says, we had people who, in the face of the greatest challenges, still they hold firm to their beliefs. And then, yes, we had people who were given all these opportunities, all the privileges. At the same time, they were kafur. Kafur means they were not grateful. They did not have gratitude. They did not show gratitude to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both of these are possible. It is up to us to choose whatever challenges that we have. Sometimes, yes, I know it's greater, it's more difficult. At the same time, it's not the end of the exam to say that, for example, because there is a great challenge for me, then I am excused. No, as long as we have the rational thinking, as long as we have not, ourselves are not out of control, we still can make choices. We are responsible for the choices that we make. And we should consider this, the examples that Quran set for us, in order to find the path, in order to find the light along the way. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us, because all of these they need some determination. Sometimes we know it, but we lack that determination and willpower. It's not always the matter of knowledge. It's sometimes, most of the times, the matter of willpower. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us and give us enough power to make the right choice in the right situation. Thank you very much for listening. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.